You've been at Detroit now as manager for quite a number of years. How about the players you've seen in Tiger uniforms? How about an all-star team at each position?
Well, you know, I never got to see Kaline in his prime, but I'd say that Al Kaline's the greatest outfielder they've ever had. No question about that. Norm Cash would have to be the first baseman, you know, for what he did. Freehand at this point would still have to be the catcher until Parrish plays, you know, another 5 or 6 years. You can't take away from the fact what Bill did that many years. Shortstop have to be Alan Trammell, no question. I think second base would be Lou Whitaker. Left field at this point would still have to be Willie Horton. Center field, I don't think there's too many better ones than Mickey Stanley was defensively, although I think that with Lemon's offense, I would take Lemon probably as a center fielder. And third base, I really don't know who would be at third. I don't remember Detroit ever having any great ones, although Rodriguez would probably have to be the best one they had for quite a few years.
Your ball club is looking more and more like the Cincinnati powerhouse. You've got a great catcher. You've got the double play combination. You've just got a big slugger at first base. Is this by design or by accident?
I think it's by design. The only thing that we lack right at this point that we had over there, we had tremendous speed. With power, we had great speed. We don't have that kind of speed on this ball club. And twice over there in 1975, we stole right 190-some bases. And in 76, we stole about 203 bases. And that's something we will never come close to with our ball club that we have here. So we lack one thing, that great speed.
And just a couple of comments about each other, the other teams in your division, the Brewers.
Well, I think the Brewers are a great offensive team. And a lot's going to depend on just how much firepower they have next year. They're going to need firepower. The pitching is a little suspect at times. So they have to throw tremendous firepower. I think Boston will have great firepower. I think Boston might lead the league in hitting and runs scored. But Baltimore is still the club. They're the class team of the league. They're the club that everybody in baseball has to look to. They're the world's champions, and believe me, they're not just going to give it up.
No comment on the Yankees?
Well, the Yankees lost Gossage. They're going to be hurt, but they've had great personnel. I thought the Yankees had the best personnel in baseball last year in either league.
They're beatable, though, without Gossage?
Well, I think they're going to get hurt without Gossage. I think Toronto's going to be the dark horse. They're my sleeper team. I'm not in the game. If I'm outside the game, I'd pick Toronto to win it as a sleeper. I really believe they're a good club.
You've been in baseball a long time. You've been to a lot of different cities. What about the fans in Detroit?
They're extremely good as far as baseball fans. They're a great baseball fan. Pretty knowledgeable, you know, there's no question about that. But they're great, great baseball fans and love the Tigers. I would say they're extremely tough, you know. They're a lot on the lines of Philadelphia, but not as nasty. You know, Philadelphia is very, very tough. And Detroit's a very, very tough city. They're very tough on certain people, and they'll pick out somebody every now and then. Last year, I thought they were totally wrong. They picked out Gibson, and they crucified him. You know, and I just don't think you pick out an individual and crucify him.
That was Detroit Tigers manager Sparky Anderson talking with myself, Ben Stark.